The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 16th, goes to senior counselor to our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. Now, sidebar, I had a dream about Donald Trump last night. I told y'all that earlier. I was sitting front row somewhere, and he was speaking, and he slapped me on the back of the neck, told me I was trouble, and motioned to have me removed. I don't know what that was about. If anyone knows what the hell that is about, hit me on the gram, at C to God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D, hit me, and let me know what that was about. Follow me, too. Why not? But Kellyanne Conway, you ever wonder why the president sounds stupid? It's because he is. But the people around him clearly are too. This is a prime example of if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. I don't care how rich these people are, what their position in life is. These people just aren't smart. And the fact that Donald Trump has the confidence to think that he's the smartest person in the room that he's in is because of people like Kellyanne Conway. Now, I know what you're thinking, Charlamagne. I've heard you speak. You're not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary either. That is a fact. But when I don't know something, I don't pretend to. But Kellyanne Conway does. Oh, when she doesn't know something, she clearly will still act like she's the brightest person in the room. And she will say stupidity with a whole lot of confidence. See, Kellyanne Conway was on Fox and Friends yesterday morning. And she was asked about Trump's decision Tuesday to revoke U.S. funding for the WHO, the World Health Organization. This is how she replied.
Some of the scientists and doctors say that there could be other strains later on. This can come back in the fall in a limited way. This is COVID-19, not COVID-1, folks. And so you would think the people charged with the World Health Organization facts and figures would be right on top of that. That this is just a pause right now. So there's an investigation, examination to what happened. But people should know the facts.
First of all, I guarantee, and I keep thinking about this, I guarantee the first time Donald Trump heard about the WHO, he thought it was the rock band. I know he did. And I wish cameras were there to catch it. Okay. I wish cameras were there to catch it. But back to Kellyanne Conway. I don't think y'all heard what she said. It's this one particular part that is causing her to get the credit she deserves for being stupid today. But play that one little part, drum.
This is COVID-19, not COVID-1, folks. People should know the facts.
What Kellyanne Conway is saying, that the WHO, the health organization who Donald Trump keeps confusing for the rock band, had 18 previous chances to tell the world about COVID-19. Kellyanne Conway is saying, we watched COVID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 all happened, but the WHO didn't tell the world about it until COVID-19. I am so glad my mother, who has been an English teacher in Berkeley County for over 30 plus years, I am so glad she told me to read everything, read things that don't pertain to me. That way, at the least, you'll be filled with a bunch of random information that you can use on Jeopardy. I have forgotten more than some people have learned, but something I read recently stands out to me. I have retained this bit of information, and I would think Donald Trump's senior counselor would have read this and retained it in their mind as well. COVID-19 is called COVID-19 for one reason. Simply because it emerged in 2019. I swear, I just want to be as mediocre as some white people are allowed to be and still be able to hold some of the most powerful positions in the land. On February 11th, the WHO, you know, that organization Donald Trump keeps confusing for a rock band and that group he doesn't listen to because he was more of a Rolling Stone, Led Zeppelin kind of guy. The WHO put out a whole statement back on February 11th explaining why they named it COVID-19. And that reason is simply because it's short for coronavirus disease 2019. This is a damn shame. Can we play what Kellyanne Conway said one more time? Just the shortened version, John. Play that one more time.
This is COVID-19, not COVID-1, folks. People should know the facts.
This woman really thinks that COVID-19 is a pair of Jordans. She really thinks there were 18 versions of COVID-19 before this one. I'm telling you right now, people, the reason Kellyanne Conway and Donald Trump don't listen to the WHO is because they like the Rolling Stones better. That's why he halted the funding on the WHO, because he would rather give it to the Doors. All right? These people are stupid. And don't ever look at them and think you can accomplish anything you want to in America because of them. Don't ever let them be a case of optimism for you. Because as soon as you say to yourself, as a black person in America, that if Donald Trump can be the president and Kellyanne Conway, who is worth $39 million, can be his senior advisor, whenever you think you can accomplish what they have, just remember, they're white. But I will say that I pray every single marginalized person on this planet at least has the confidence of a mediocre white person. Chelsea Handler, please handle my white work.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.